Hello, we're right back here from Punk Rock Holiday with another great band here as our guest, the Muncie Girls. I think the pronunciation was correct. I'm not sure.
That's right.
Okay. You arrived actually yesterday. Did I have a look around here at the scenery? And you're playing today here on main stage. What are your expectations for today?
I don't know about expectations. I'm really excited about it. I think it's going to be cool. We got a chance to see some bands yesterday on the main stage, so super cool.
Quite a lot of the people camping around our tent are really looking forward to your gig. So the expectations are quite high, I think. But I'm sure you'll manage. I don't want to build the pressure. I saw actually you put up some posters around the area. Do you have feeling you need to advertise your gig? But I don't think that's needed.
I don't know. We always do that at festivals, just so people know. I don't know why we do it really, but it might help. It can't hurt it.
Okay. You're doing your music or being into the punk rock scene for quite a while, I think, for a couple of years. Just shortly released your new album, which came out when? I think I forgot the exact date.
It came out in March.
Yeah. What was the reception of the album? Are you happy with the feedback you got?
Yeah, it's done really well, I think. We didn't really have any sort of idea of how well it would go down or anything. We just wanted to get our album out that we really like and we really enjoy and we're really proud of. And since it's come out in March, the response has been really cool. And I'm sure people hate it somewhere, but from what we've heard, people seem to be into it. And since then, we've sort of just been touring ever since. So it's nice to play the songs live now that people know and people seem to be singing along, which is it's quite nice. Yeah, it's cool.
Somewhere on the internet, I think in a British blog, I read Muncie Girls is the hottest thing in 2016.
Wow.
Do you agree?
No, probably not. But that's nice. That's really, really nice. Whoever said that, thank you.
You're a band which I think feels it is important to convey a message in their songs. Do you think this sometimes overshadows what the whole of the band is? So just do you feel like you're sometimes reduced to being the band with a message?
I don't know, maybe. I guess people see it differently and there's different people kind of have their own idea of what kind of a band we are, but it's not really for us to say because we don't have a very authentic perspective compared to people who are listening to it or reviewing it or whatever. But no, I don't think so. I think people say it sometimes because they've got nothing else to say, because what do you say about an average punk band? Do you know what I mean? We're pretty run-of-the-mill band, so people try to pick up little bits just to make things sound a bit more interesting, maybe. So maybe that would be one of the reasons. But I don't think that people I think people maybe think that might set us apart from other bands, but in a sense, it's just kind of a small part of what our band means. But I don't think that it's too overdone. I don't know. It's hard to say. It's like I said, we don't really know. Yeah. It's up to people to for what they think, I guess. But
Do you feel that you're getting your messages through to the audience?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I think so. Definitely.
You're getting feedback to the lyrics of your songs?
Yeah.
From fans or...
Yeah. I think people kind of read very literally into the lyrics, so a lot of the feedback is I've noticed it's about this, and I'm yep. And then they're tell me about that. It's what's in the song? So I think it's definitely people understand what it's all about, and especially with this album, I think a lot of the lyrics are a little bit more obvious or kind of upfront and stuff. So yes, people do seem to have picked up on that, which is really cool because it's a form of communication, I suppose.
That's pretty cool. If you're a 15-year-old kid just discovering punk rock for yourself, what would be the greatest thing yet to discover?
about yourself.
About the punk rock scene.
About punk rock. I think maybe if you're 15, when I was 15, me and all my friends, well, not all my friends, but a lot of kids were felt quite insecure and like a little bit worthless. And their idols seem to all be like rich celebrities that they see on TV or things like that. So I think a really great thing at that young age to discover about punk rock is that your idols don't have to be any different to your friends. So you can go and play shows with like your heroes, but actually they're just your friends and they could be in your year at school and they could be your age or a bit older. And I think that feeling of like everyone's equal in terms of like worth, you know, yeah, like everyone stands the same chances in terms of that, so they're not kind of like putting people on a pedestal and you know, then putting themselves on a pedestal and putting themselves down. And that's what punk rock teaches people. So it's good for like kids who feel a bit insecure, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you had a time machine and you could choose to travel back 10 years in time or travel 10 years into the future, what would you do?
I would go back in time because the future's going to happen anyway. So I may as well take the opportunity to go back because that's not going to be possible. Like, I'm going to see 10 years down the line. Maybe, well, let's hope so. But like, go back in time, mess around a little bit, come back, wait 10 years.
Mess around with what?
Yeah, just anything. Just like, life. Yeah, just screw people over.
Couple some songs.
Yeah. That's what I would do. I would like probably think about the biggest songs in the last 10 years, make them myself, and then come back and I'll be famous for all the best songs on all the genres of music.
Yeah. So you know exactly what you know now, but you're going back 10 years, because that would be awesome. I would literally be so cool. Like, and I wasn't, but I would be now.
Okay. And that was it with you?
Well, I'd like to say that I'd go back because I'd like to be 13 again. That was like a seriously amazing year, and I'd be so smart for a 13-year-old, like you said, but I think going forward, you get to come back again, right?
Yes.
I think going forward would probably be more useful because I could see where this whole world is going and maybe know what things are actually really important. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
We'll find out whether global warming is really a myth, you see? Yeah. And we'll find out what will happen if Donald Trump gets into power, and then we can set up a, you know, a little operation or something. It could be incredibly useful in terms
accident.
Of global politics, yeah.
Is there a question interviewers should stop asking you?
Yes. Why is there only one girl in the band? And like everyone at this festival has been asking, not like interviewers, but like stage techs, everyone's like, oh, Muncie girls, so why aren't you all girls? And it's so annoying. Yeah. Like, it happens on a daily basis on tour.
Okay.
And I'm just saying this now to anyone who's going to interview us in the past. It's not on your sheet, is it? The next question.
No, you can read it. No, it's not in it.
Yeah, please stop asking us because it's boring.
Yeah, okay. And do you have any plans for watching bands today after your show? Something special you really looking forward to?
Yeah. Billy Colin. There's not actually that many bands that I want to see today. Like my the best days for me were, I think the first three, the one we weren't here for.
Yeah.
Would have loved to have seen Bouncing Souls, NoFX, Descendants played, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. Like our friends, apologies, I have none played. We managed to see Such Gold and Flatliners yesterday, which is super cool. But yeah, today isn't the best day for me personally, but I'm looking forward to Mill and Colin.
Do you know a lot of bands who play here in this week personally?
Yeah.
Yeah, quite a few. Yeah.
The cool thing about like festivals, because you just get to see loads of bands you've like toured with or come across in the past, and everyone's in like one place. So it's really nice, like getting here and just seeing friends.
And what do you prefer more, festival or club shows?
I personally prefer festivals. So I like the whole setup, the whole deal, and it's cool. Like with a festival like this, where it's like it's big, but it's not like, you know, it's not like Reading and Leeds or something. So like wherever we go, we just see like loads of friends that we've met on like tour, like people that have put on shows or like let us stay at their place, or people in bands. And like literally every 5 minutes, you're like, oh, it's you. Hello, it's you.
To us, it feels like many bands know each other, like they're having a class reunion here.
Yeah. It is like that.
Okay,
And do you have any recommendations for about bands?
From the lineup?
No.
In general.
UK or whatever.
Yeah, we definitely do. new bands or just...
whatever you feel our listeners should
Rancid?
Check out.
Underrated band.
Yeah, there's a band called Shit Present from the UK who are super cool.
What was?
They're called Shit Present.
Shit Present.
yeah. And that's like a lot of our friends in that.
Personal Best, a really good band in the UK at the moment. There's loads of good bands happening. Happy Accidents are a really cool band. Who else is there?
Martha, brilliant band. Colour Me Wednesday, The Tuts, No Ditching. There's so many good bands coming out of the DIY scene at the moment. It's a good band from Exeter, where we're from, called The Cut Ups. They've been around for ages, but they're really, really, really good. Who else is there? There's millions, really.
Yeah. There's so many, but off the top of my head, I'm struggling for some reason. But
okay, final question. What was the last time when you did something for the first time?
The last time I did something for the first time? Oh, God, I don't know.
Playing Punk Rock Holiday. This is the first time.
It's true, yeah.
I haven't done it yet, but this is the first time I've been to Punk Rock Holiday.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Doing an interview with you guys.
Okay.
Is any one of you a Ramones fan?
Yes.
I think we all are.
Yes. Okay. So I've got a challenge for you.
Yeah.
These are 30 lyrics of the Ramones, and I would like you to choose one and read it for us.
Read like spoken reading. Word.
Reading.
Cool.
It's a project, and after you have read, I will explain it for you.
Okay. So I'm just going to be doing a dramatic reading of the Ramones.
As you like, and please introduce yourself.
I will. Hello, I'm Landy from Muncie Girls. I will be reading I Wanna Be Sedated by the Ramones. Chapter 1. 20, 24 hours to go, I wanna be sedated. Nothing to do and nowhere to go. Oh, I wanna be sedated. Just get me to the airport, put me on a plane, hurry, 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 before I go insane. I can't control my fingers, I can't control my brain. Oh no, 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 20, 24 hours to go. Put me in a wheelchair, get me on a plane. Hurry, 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 before I go insane. I can't control my fingers, I can't control my brain. Oh no, 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 no. 20, 24 hours to go. I want to be sedated. Nothing to do and nowhere to go. Oh, I want to be sedated. Put me in a wheelchair. Get me to the show. Hurry, hurry, hurry before I go loco. I can't control my fingers. I can't control my toes. Oh, no, 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 no. 20, 24 hours to go. Put me in a wheelchair. Ba-ba-bump, ba-ba-ba-ba-bump. Bar, bar, bump. I want to be sedated. Times 4. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
We ready? This is Luke Ellis from Muncie Girls with some Ramoetry. Teenage lobotomy. Lobotomy, 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 lobotomy. DDT did a job on me. Now I am a real sickie. Guess I'll have to break the news that I got no mind to lose. All the girls are in love with me. I'm a teenage lobotomy. Slugs and snails are after me. DDT keeps me happy. Now, I guess I'll have to tell them that I got no cerebellum. Gonna get my PhD. I'm a teenage lobotomy. Ooh.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here, having time for us.
Thanks for having us.
And enjoy your journey here.
Thank you very much.
Your show.
Cool. Cheers, mate.
We're going to stay until your show after, and then we have to go back. So.
Great.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.